The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Bookman, author of The Lost Scotch, Volumes 1 and 2, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The chomer of baal tolin, the chomer of keeping back wages from a worker, is discussed by the Braisa, the Kuf Yud Beis. Tanya, the Braisa says, Ve'elav hu noyeses nafshoi. The pasuk which describes paying worker on time says to him, "Noises nafsho, you gave him your nefesh." Why did this person go up a ramp? Why is the worker going up a ramp for his job? Venisla be'ilana, going up a tree. Mosa es atzma lemisa, risking his life. Loi al schoroi, only for his sechar. Rashi explains the braisa. L'hanishoi, kiluhu noitl es nafshoi. A person who's over the level of baal tolin, it's like you'd be punished as if you'd murdered the worker. Ve'elav hu noise, kol atzmoi hu moiser nafshoi olav. His entire being, he sacrifices his moiser nefesh for his employer. La lois bekevesh guvoya, he goes up a big ramp. V'sikin ba'atzmoi lipoil, he risks falling off. V'list lois be'ilon, k'sho'ololov, limsoik zesim. Or maybe he has to hang himself from the tree to try and pluck the olives of his employer. V'ligdor timorim, or to collect in the dates. U'mosan nafshoi olov lemisa, and he's risking himself and his life. Shema yipol min hakevesh, oy min ha'ilon, maybe he'll fall off the ramp, the ladder. Or maybe he'll fall down from the tree. It's a risky business working for someone else. And the employee does it anyway. He does the employer's bidding. And then avada, the employer has to mirror those sentiments. Pay on time. Ve'elav hu noyeses nafshoi. You don't pay on time, you're over baal tolin. L'hanishoi, a person will get punished. Kilu noyeses nafshoi. As if you murdered the worker. To find a chomer, the Mishnah and the Kuf Yud Ches. Hasoyach es apoil, I hired a worker. Laso simoy b'tevin uvekash, to work, let's say in hay or in wheat. V'omar loy, at the end of the day, I say to the worker, listen, you worked very nicely. Thank you very much. I owe you what, $100 made up. So tenis chori, the worker says, give me the money. But on my word, the employer says, "Too much. Take what you worked in. Take tevin and cash home. Use that." Ein shoymin loy. We don't listen to him. Rashi explains, "Afal gav." Even though the bechol duchti, everywhere else in Shas, we find the concept islei shove kesef ki kesef. I find that shove kesef, something which is worth money, has all the dinim of kesef, of money. Hocho, over here, gabe poil, a worker is different, baltolin schore kesiv. It says baltolin, meaning, my da'asni bahadei mashma. What you made up, that's what you have to pay in. I made up, I'm going to pay dollar bills, you pay me in dollars, cash. No shove kesef. You find a similar thing brought down, Baba Kamen Toises Davtes Toises Dibra Maschil Rav Huna brings down Shittus Rabbeinu Tam, says Yesh Gimul Dinim. He says there's three levels. He says Benizikin, when it comes to damages, a person damages someone else, you can pay Oy Kesef Oy Meitav. You can pay either cash or Meitav. You can pay from the best produce, from the best things. The Ilesle, if you don't have cash and you don't have good qualities, it's hard to pay with. A filis subin, you can pay even shmatters. Ubal choiv, that's by a nizikin, a mazik. How about a bal choiv? Reuven owes Shimon money. He borrowed money from Shimon, has to repay him. So Tosfos carries on. Iisle zuzi, if you have cash, loy motzi lesal koy ele bezuzi. You can only pay with money. You have money in your pocket, take the money out your pocket, repay your debts. Kitamucha bar koisef, as the Gemara says in Ksubas, V'ilesleizuzi. Let's say the loiva has no cash, the buyer's his wallet's empty, and the malva's knocking the door, I want paid. Then lo yoy marle, we don't say to the loiva, listen, the malva's here, zil torach v'zovin, v'aisizuzi, go to the market, take something of value, sell it, and bring back cash, money, for the malva. We don't say that. Ki do omar hosam, as it says over there in the Gemara Gosubis. Someone bought something. And he comes back to the storekeeper and says, you know, the merchandise he gave me is faulty. I'm returning the merchandise. I want my money back. So then, so if it's a real mekartois, the storekeeper has to return the money to the customer. But again, if he doesn't have money, cash available, he can say, listen, I'm sorry, cash I don't have. Take something off the shelf instead. Have store credit. Take shove kesef instead. The cash I doesn't have, too bad. But, fear toys, toys is at the end. Upoil, but a worker. Ilesle the Baal Bais Zuzi. If the Baal Bais does not have cash to pay with, or my lady we say, zil, torach, vizoving, v'aisi zuzi. Go, Mr. Employer. Take schoira, take something of value. You employ it, you go to the market, you sell the stuff, and you come back with cash, money, and then pay your worker. Kidemuchach babayz valia, tois baba kama brings down our Mishnah and dakuf yudches. The inyochol loima, you cannot say to a worker, tul ma shalsisa bischarcha, take the fruit of your labor for your payment. No. You have to pay cash. You have to pay money, currency, nothing else. So the halacha is brought down in Shimon Ches, even the Gabe Aganev. Someone steals, Reuven steals from Shimon. So you steal from someone, you have to repay. But what do you have to repay? Simon Shimon Ches, Sivhei, Tashlumi Geneva, paying back for Geneva. Im yeshle metaltlin, if you have metaltlin, yardim lehem, they're good enough. Bimein le metaltlin, el karkois, yardim lehem. If you don't only have karka, that's good enough. And the sma, it says explicitly, and sivkot and bet your base, the kol ha metaltlin, you can pay metaltlin if you damage someone. Let's say I smash someone's hat. I can give him subin and I can give him one of my hats instead. For shava kesef, it's worth the same. I can give him that; it's good enough payment. Mishtalim, afilu suv mishtalim ehen, afilu benizikin, with damages or genevas, afilu yesh loy kesef, umzumonim. Even if I have money in my wallet, if I damage someone else, I do not have to take the money out of my wallet. I can pay him shava kesef instead. The call metaltulin mikri metav. Because any metalful, anything which is movable, is called metav. Shabim lo yuchal mochron kan. Why? What's the matter of metalfin? Because it's always liquid. You can't sell it here. Then yochal etaltalon. You can be metaltal, the metaltalin, the mochamacher, and sell them there. So because there's a high liquidity involved in the metaltalin, every metaltalin is called good. You want to pay karka, you have to pay idis. You want to pay metaltalin, any metaltalin is good. But you do not have to pay cash. You don't have to pay money. That zechus is reserved for a worker. There's another halacha about a poil brought down in the Mishnah that Pezayin Bab Metzia. Ve'ilu oichli min ha-toyrah. Some people are allowed to eat min ha-toyrah. What does it mean to eat? The Gemara explains. There's a posuk, ki sovoy b'cherem reyecho. And a person works, let's say, Reuven's working in Shimon's vineyard. The boss says, v'ochalto anovim knafshcho sovecho. The worker is allowed to eat. You're working in a vineyard, you're picking grapes off the trees, the vines. It's a hot day. They're delicious grapes, red and juicy. He's getting hungry, thirsty. The Torah says, you're allowed to take, we're not going to make a person suffer. There's a halacha as well, loisach soim shor b'dishoy. We don't muzzle a shor when he's working. We certainly don't do the same to people. You're working in a field, you're working with grapes, take some grapes, you can eat, no problem. There are different halachas. Not everything you can eat. A person has to be working. For example, in Simon Shin Lamed Zayin, Siftes, he brings down, he's in the field and he's plucking the grapes and there's a date tree next to it. Don't take from the dates. Not everything you're entitled to take. Some things, yep, we will let you take. Some things not, you can't take. It's not open season. You're in a workers, you're in the employee field. You can eat anything you can get your hands on. What you're working on, you can take. What you're not working on, you can't take. The Mechaber in Sif Yud has the following case. Let's say I'm working on one vine. I'm working on a vine. It's in this place. Lo yoichal begefen acher. Don't take grapes from the next vine. The one you're working on, you can take grapes from. Not from the next one. That's already not bechlal kisavo bekerecha ve'ochal to anovim kenaf shechol savecha. You can't take everything. One vine you're working on, yeah. The next door vine, not. V'iyochal, now let's say he did eat. The ma'aser, the employer comes and says, hey, you're eating grapes from the next vine, weren't you? Yeah, I guess I was. Well, you ate $10 of grapes, pay me $10. Loi mafkina mine. The halacha is, if he ate, we don't take money from him. Even more, we don't even deduct his wages for the grapes. And Rashi and the Sma, Siv Kod Mchavdal, explains why. Lo yoichal begefen acher, eating another vine, the next vine, is ibohu bigomora. The Gemara declares this shaila. If I eat on one vine, if I'm working on one vine, can I eat from the next vine? And the Gemara is a boy dolif shuta. The Gemara is not poish at this shayla. The Gemara blabs shver, we don't know. And the halacha always is hamoitzi mechay ve'yo olav haraya. So now what's happening over here is the employer is the moitzi. He says, you're eating from a vine you were entitled to. And the employee says, listen, the Gemara isn't sure if I can or I can't. Maybe I can. If maybe I can, then you can't. We might see money from me. So Memela, that's why the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch is Loi Mafkina Mine. We don't take money out from him. The second part of the halacha is more shver. The halacha says, V'loi menakinan me'igre. We don't even deduct from his wages. The Erech Shai clears the Shaila. What's going on over here? It's true. We can't take money out from the worker for eating. We don't know if he ate for sure what he wasn't allowed to eat. So we can't be moitzi from him. But wait a second. The employer, I owe you, let's say, $10 an hour. I owe you $100 for working today. I'm withholding $100 of your money. Let's you be moitzi for me the $100. I'm prepared, the employer says, I'll give you $90. I'll knock off $10 of the grapes you ate. That's what the employer time is. Claire de Erchai, the choy, it's a very good time. He's the muchzik on the wages. So mehecha tesa, why should it be that the employee is entitled to take the full wages, we don't deduct from his work. Emphatic Erech Shai. Ulanias Daiti says the halacha as follows. Kiven de dinoi de mazik the gazlan. We're talking about a mazik and a gazlan. This worker, he stole grapes. Leshalim b'shove kesef. He is a chiv maybe to pay shove kesef. Something which is equivalent value, a filu yesh loy kesef. We said in Simon Shin Memeches, even if the person who caused the damage or the thief has cash in his wallet, he can pay back with a hat. He can pay back shove kesef. Mashein kin poil. A worker is different. The chayav liktin loy mois davka. You have to pay davka money back. Dimomar al balbais le poil tu mashal sisla bischarcha. The balbais says the worker, take what you worked in. Ein shoymin loy. It's no good. Afal gab imo de bechol duchti everywhere else. Islan shove kesef ki kesef. Shove kesef, something worth of money, is like kesef. Hocha here gabi poil bal tolin schore kesef. There's a problem with bal tolin. Madi asri bahade mashma, you have to give what you made up. You made up to pay him dollars, pay him dollars. So zogdev im kain, in which case, the Echshaya says, in our case of the grapes from the questionable vein, questionable vine, Masha Ochal, he says, Ken dinoy de ze goive ve ze goive. The halacha is, we don't cancel the two chiyuvim out. The worker maybe has to pay for the grapes, but the employer certainly has to pay the wages. He says, even if the worker would for sure have to pay for the grapes, let's say he ate from the dates, let's say he ate from a box of chocolates he found in the field, belonged to the employer, you have to pay for the chocolates, but you don't have to pay cash. You would be allowed to pay shavik as if he doesn't have cash, in which case the worker is entitled to take off his hat, say, here's the hat for the chocolates, give me $100 for my wages. The employer cannot stop him. In which case, Zog the Erech Shai, Loimna Kinin Meigre, we cannot deduct from the age of the worker because that's a different tevia. One, the employer has to pay money, and on the other side of the coin, the worker, maybe has to pay back Shava Kesef. Because it's not the same tevia, we don't cancel one out the other. It's ze goive ve ze goive. This one claims and that one claims. And Avada, the worker, entitled to his wages in full. And the employer has a separate problem to try and get his money back for the grapes. And Bibada said, boy, listen to Gemara, he's not entitled back to anything from the worker.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.